Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's summertime, and fields are filled with sunflowers, devotedly following the rising sun. But why do they do it? Dr. Stacy Harmer from University of California, Davis, has the answers.
We were inspired by actually some movies that other scientists had made showing that sunflower plants can, of course, they track the sun during the day. They're famous for that. The stem and the leaves all kind of bend to follow the sun's apparent movement. What you might not appreciate is that at night they reorient. So they move from west to east over the course of the nighttime so that before the sun comes up, they're already facing towards the east.
I thought that flowering sunflowers' hats tracked the sun across the sky, but that's not the case with all of them, right?
So, right. A common misconception about sunflowers is that when the flowers are open, they also track the sun, as I described. That's actually not the case. When the flowers mature, the plant has stopped growing, and it's fixed, and the flowers are fixed with that eastward orientation. And so we also became interested in understanding why it is that they face east, and then also from a more ecological level, if there was some advantage for the plants in that eastward orientation.
How are the sunflowers able to guess the time and the direction of the sunlight?
In plants, just like in animals, there are these internal clocks or timekeepers that arrange their physiology so that the right things are happening at the appropriate time of day. And so we speculated that internal clock was involved in that nighttime reorientation that I described. And so we took advantage of sunflower genome sequence to identify some genes that we thought might be involved in that growth pattern. And we looked at how those genes were turned on in the growing stems of these plants.
I guess that these genes are then differently expressed throughout the plant, depending on how sunflowers are facing the sun and producing hormones which you can detect. Which hormone is linked to this sun-tracking gene?
Right. So we're still studying this. Our data suggests that the first plant hormone that was identified is called auxin. We think that is important for this process.
So if they have this amazing behavior, does that provide them with advantage?
Right. So we did a lot of different kinds of experiments, and we wanted to see, indeed, if the plants grew better if they were able to solar track versus if they couldn't. And so we disrupted their solar tracking behavior in a couple of ways. One way was by growing the plants in pods. And every night, Haga Batanian, the postdoc who did this work, he would go out into the field and he would take half of the pods and rotate them so the plant would be facing the wrong direction. It would face west instead of east. And he found that those plants didn't grow as well as the plants that we didn't disturb. So the plants that couldn't track effectively, they had smaller leaves and they had less biomass.
How did you come up with the idea of sunflowers dancing to its own beat?
Yes, the existence of auxin was inferred by Charles Darwin. He was studying plants that were growing towards light. They were on his windowsill. And he was able to figure out that plants were sensing light at the top of their coleoptile or stem, and then that was sending a signal down the stem to a lower region where the shaded part, this part of the plant away from the light, grew faster than the lit portion. And so he inferred that there was some substance that was a signal that then caused growth in a different location. And many years later, it was determined that substance was auxin, this plant hormone. And work over decades in a variety of plant species has led to this model that specific photoreceptors sense the direction of light, and then they cause auxin to accumulate away from that light, and that causes more growth in that location, and then therefore bending towards the light.
So do you reckon that this mechanism points out the sun-tracking behavior in sunflowers?
So we think that this system is probably involved in solar tracking in sunflower. It can't be the only thing, because as I described, the plants reorient at night, you know, when there's no sun around. But we think it's part of the puzzle.
To be continued then, Dr. Stacey Harmer, and the study came out in Science.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.